Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy Nevada Day. That gives us hockey at 4 p.m. this afternoon. I'm looking forward to Colorado and the Vegas Golden Knights. To the rest of you, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Nevada. I learned that this morning. Every year I get surprised.
You know what? I tell you this every year. Every year at this time I get super excited for afternoon
hockey. I know.
Every
year, the last Friday of October is Nevada Day. And I totally forget about this. And I think it's a great idea. And to have afternoon hockey is fantastic. And yeah, this is going to be one of those Friday where we start early watching two great teams going at it this afternoon. But happy Halloween to everyone. I see that you are dressed as a Houston Astros fan.
Well, I might be dressed as a bleep disturber.
Yeah, that could be.
I might be dressed as an ode to George Springer. I might be dressed to just, you know, remind the Dodgers of what wasn't in 2017. I don't know. So
yeah, you are a bleep disturber. That's what you are right now. You're banging drums and you're doing all of that. But I love the ode to George Springer, knowing that it is game 6 tonight and that he probably will be in the lineup. So that is, another guy that is doing everything he can for the team.
Let's be honest. The only reason I'm wearing this is because Shayna Goldman joins us at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, you just want to stir it up. I can't wait. I am hoping. Duffer, we had that little wager, Blue Jays hat, Yankee hat.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm going to hold off because what I really want to do is get a World Series champion.
Oh, you mean like this?
Like a hat or a hoodie or something.
You want that logo?
Yeah, that logo would be unbelievable. And then transform it into one of those refurbished item, you know, jean jacket with the t-shirt involved in it or whatever. So maybe we can get a couple of things done at the same time.
She might leave a lot of that on the cutting room floor if that were to happen.
Like a little patch and that's it. Like
Shayna Goldman at the bottom of the hour from The Athletic. Last night, third straight exact same result. 4-3 overtime loss, unfortunately. This time, it was in comeback fashion to get to the extra session. How does one react? 14? I guess we have to call this like the 14 hours later reaction, something like
that. Yeah, 14 hours later. Maybe overreaction Friday, maybe. Because I agreed with a lot of what Lindy Ruff said after the game. They made Jonas Korpisalo look like a Vezina-caliber goaltender. But I really look at the numbers, and I know the expected goals, and that's why a lot of people get frustrated when they say, "Oh, the analytics they don't mean anything." In short samples, things can go either way. In longer samples, obviously things kind of even out. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking in short samples last night, and I'm like, they have a lot of eye danger. They have a lot of good quality looks. But did they have the finishing touch? It was all Swedish, no finish in that game last night. And Lindy Ruff said, we made Korpisalo look like a first star of the game. Like we made him into the first star of the game because we shot at him. We shot at his pads. And look, the Doan goal, was it a get to the front of the net? 100%. But it was not just stand there and hack and whack. It was get to the rebound, get to the open ice, tuck in the slot, get to the open ice. Like, that's what is important. And it didn't happen at 5-on-5 early in the game. It didn't happen on the power play either. I know they go 1-for-5, but I feel like the power play over the last few games probably could have gotten them like a couple of wins instead of just, you know, one win. You have a 3-3 day challenge. You have a power play. Boom. Like, put that dagger in. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen in that game last night. So, you know, did Boston steal one? Maybe. But I feel like there was more that needed to be done to be able to earn the 2 points.
Yeah, I don't think I would say they did steal one. I think we saw last year that Boston won a game with less than 20 shots on home ice against the Sabres. And I feel like we've become used to a little bit of this. Obviously, the shot total was more inflated for Buffalo based on a better start. But yeah, I think Boston was pretty comfortable within all of that last night. So
why wouldn't they have been though? Right. Like, I don't think Buffalo threatened them to say like a 40 shot effort where, oh my God, we're totally overwhelmed by what Buffalo's doing.
Right. And then to the overtime point, Mike Harrington did some research through Hockey Reference, said that it's the first time the Sabres have lost 3 straight beyond regulation since 2008. So, you know, with that, you know, let's get the reaction from those involved on the current overtime struggles.
OT in the NHL is a 50-50 coin flip at this point with how much skill there is throughout every team. And it's just who's able to create more chances and who's able to, I guess, give up less. And we've been giving up a couple too many odd man rushes and breakaways in overtime, and that's something that we're going to have to shore up here.
I mean, we just have to be smarter. We have to really dig in and see how we can play better 3-on-3. But I think it starts with not getting to overtime. We got to find a way to not let in as many goals and score more.
Okay, so there's 2 points to that. Even though they only got one last night, the captain wants better defense, but there was also opportunity that you just mentioned on the power play late in the game. What led to that power play was the Sabres winning the goaltender interference challenge. The infamous, as it shows up on the game sheet, the UNSUCK challenge, because it's abbreviated. It went against Boston last night. It was what, in your opinion, from Boston's standpoint? Was it ill-advised? Was it, like, what did you think?
Well, it's funny because Lindy Ruff's comments after the game says that's why you probably challenged
that
because
hear those,
you're not sure.
So.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, I think we know that, like, the explanation of the NHL was basically that Doan's action did not make Jokiarju go into his goaltender. Jokiarju basically went there, and you got to play strong. And you can now, I understand if you get fouled and, you know, you get tripped and cross-checked into your own goalie. Well, okay, but this was ill-advised. I think if I was Boston, I would have taken the 3-3 and not taken the penalty, like, with the chance of a penalty. But again, Boston is saying, you know what, we're gonna challenge and give our team the best chance and we'll kill the penalty if it comes to. Like, they felt probably the 50-50 that it could have been compared to the, you know, Sabres went 1-for-5. So that's 20% on the power play. So there's a 30% difference between the 50-50 and the 20% maybe their score. We'll take that 30% chance and we'll go for it. Now, the interesting part is if they would have waived it on the ice for goalie interference, would the Sabres have challenged that, saying, no, that should have been a good goal? Like, that's the interesting part right here. And yes, they would have, because you're down 3-2, you would have.
Well, here's what they were all thinking in the moment.
I mean, when I looked at it, I mean, it's the reason to challenge. You don't really know. I thought it was a battle between two players. He didn't go in there intentionally. They were kind of pushing each other. And then when the longer it took, I thought there's a good chance we win this one.
I had a good feeling about that one. very surprised they challenged it with the fact that they then go down on the kill, and then who knows what could happen from there. And I wish we were able to capitalize on it, but we weren't. But that's a little bit stressful at times, but I thought they made the right call.
I think it's so black and white. Obviously, we saw one in the preseason where the goalie on our side got ran over completely, but it was pushed into the net, so we weren't kind of sure what was going to happen with coincidental battling in front where their guy touches the goalie and we don't make contact at all. So it's one of those things where at the end of the day, it's 50-50 in this league with some of that, because there's a little bit of gray area and the rules are kind of everywhere. But I think tonight was one that we're happy with. And like you guys said, I didn't make contact with him, so it's hard to argue whether or not I can get a goal interference for it. But we were happy about it, and it got us a point.
Yay, more on goaltender interference coming up in Dazzled and Disturbed. The Doan line, though, was effective again.
Yeah, they were effective, and this is a line that's why I picked Josh Doan to score. Anytime goal scorer in the game yesterday. And I thought they could have been even more effective because they started a little slow. In just my opinion, you look at some of the numbers when it comes to the line, and you're like, okay, well, that line did create more than most of them. So the Doan line with Ryan McLeod and Alex Tuck went on the ice. Shots on goal 5-on-5 were 8-2. 8-2 for that line. Everybody else was, basically even. The problem is the Benson, Kulik, and Thompson line were 2 shots for and 5 against. So in a game where the shots were so different, 40-22, as a line, Benson, Thompson, and Kulik only had 2 shots on goal when all 3 of them were on the ice and 5 against. So they're -3 as a line in a game where you were +18. So yeah, the Tuck, Doan, and McLeod line was good, but you needed more from your top to be able to get that over the hump and not take it to OT like Rasmus Dahlin said. Like, they had 2 games where they were in the lead in the third period. Mm-hmm. You can't let that slip away. Now, yesterday was different. They were down 2 entering the third, and they got back in. So they earned themselves a point where I feel like in Toronto and Columbus, they lost a point that they should have had.
And Greenway came back last night, so that was the first time we've seen that group of 12 as far as forwards are concerned. He immediately played more than 2.5 minutes on the penalty kill. And in your opinion, not that, there were no, high expectations. I mean, Greenway's game is one that often is just appreciated but not notable stat-worthy, right? But upon his return, how do you project where he would ultimately fit in a healthy 12-man forward group?
Well, interesting enough, you look at the numbers. He had 3 shots on goal at 5-on-5. He had 5, shot attempts from the slot at 5-on-5. So I'm like, okay, this is a guy that's going to get to the front of the net. In a game where they got a lot from around the net, not great quality, but enough quantity, he was there, which maybe that led to Doan getting his goal, because it's like, we got to keep going to the front of the net. Look at Greeners doing it. Let's go. Mm-hmm. I thought he was fine. I thought he was, as you would expect, he got some physicality in him. He was on the penalty kill. He went to the front of the net. Now, I want to see more pucks go off his legs, off his pants, off his stick, and find the back of the net if he's going to be there. And that may come. But at least there was some quality to his play last night.
Right. And obvious trust from the coach, Lindy Ruff.
I thought we got a heck of a kill at the end of the game, a penalty that we can't take. But a couple huge blocks by Sammy, and just a real good kill that got us a point in the game. We just got to stop giving away points in overtime.
So Greenway was trusted by Lindy, like I said, to go right into the penalty kill. A strong unit this year. Yes, they gave one up last night, but they have navigated through injuries among their penalty killers. So it was pretty seamless for Greenway to come back in and play a role that he has before. I think.
But it was interesting what Lindy said right there at the end. You remember how, there's times where, Lindy was very critical of Yuri Kulik, right? And in certain aspect, and then gave him that bounce back. And like he says, can't take that penalty at the end. It was Jordan Greenway that took that penalty at the end. So there's accountability that he's trying to put in there. It doesn't matter if it's your first game back. Doesn't matter if, you know, you're a physical guy. Like, there's a minute 17 left, a minute and a half left in the third period. We're tied 3-3. Can't take that penalty. So heck of a kill. Guys did a good job. 4-on-3 in overtime. They did a great job, but can't take that penalty. There's some accountability, even though it was your first game. That can't happen.
So where do you see him again in the future on the depth chart?
Well, it was weird because all expectations in the warm-up yesterday had Greenway playing the wing with Dunn and Malenstein on the fourth line and Krebs playing between Zucker and Quinn. Now, the game started and Krebs was with Dunn and Malenstein and Greenway was with Zucker and Quinn. Although that switched, you know, like after the first period and it went back to the original lines. I think right now, because they don't have their depth at center.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. I'm asking when it's healthy.
When it's healthy, I see him as a fourth line winger right now and play the penalty kill. When everybody's healthy, I think that down the middle, you have Norris, you have McLeod, you have Kulik on the wings. You've got your six wingers that are going to play your top three lines. I feel like Greenway is a fourth line guy that maybe you elevate him a little bit if you have to, but that's where he fits for me. And a penalty kill, the second pair of penalty kill. You got Tuck and McLeod first, and then you got Greenway going with whoever second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what's interesting is when Doan was acquired from Utah, we had plenty of debate as to where he would ultimately fit.
Yeah,
and there were so many forwards because it was, you know, post-free agency and all that. I think now it's easier for you to have that strong statement about where Doan fits because of what he's contributing right now with that line that we just talked about, right?
Well, it comes down to production.
In the summer, I think many were wondering, like, how much further down Doan was going to be. And I think by seniority, they would have had Greenway up higher, right?
Yeah, 100%. But it comes down to production. And Zach Benson's the best, like probably the best example of that. Mm-hmm. All summer I was like, I don't know if Zach Benson has the production to be a top line left winger. Like, it's gonna have to be a lot more than 25 points. And well, he's got 8 points, all assists, in 8 games, but he's a point a game. So he's producing like a top line winger. Would I like to see a goal? Yeah. Would I like to see him scoring at 2-on-1? He just barely missed the post. Yeah, I'd like to see some more scoring, but at least the points are there. Doan has 8 points in 11 games. That's a middle six guy, right? Mm-hmm. A middle six forward. Maybe he plays second line. Maybe he plays third line. You can flip and flop them. That's great. Greenway, the points have never been there. So if you get between 20 and 25 points out of Greenway, well, that's kind of like what a Peyton Krebs or a Malenstein even, like to a certain extent, like Tyson Kozak is getting you like some goals, getting you production, could easily be a 30-plus point guy on the fourth line. So I think the production at the end of the day kind of limits that. But just because I did a little power play research, Duffer, and I just want to go into it. Like, when Boston had the puck on the power play yesterday, they were set in their setup, right? Puck on the half wall, go to the top, come back, go down low. You're looking at their possession. They had a lot of zone possession time, even though the Sabres did a heck of a job killing, but it was like Boston was under control. So I'm like, what's going on with the Sabres power play that makes it look to me that it's not clicking? Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like they don't spend a lot of time in the offensive zone with possession of the puck. Now, they got a goal by Dahlin, good play by Benson, whatever, but I don't see the possession. So right now the Sabres are 21st in the NHL in offensive zone possession time per 2 minutes, not per game, because, you know, per 2 minutes of power play time, 38 seconds. But there was a stretch when in 2 games they went 5-for-7. They were in the offensive zone 50 seconds. Like, there's a difference. 12 seconds of power play time is huge. You're 50 seconds, you're number one in the league. And you went 5-for-7 because you were in the offensive zone and you had the puck. And now, like, imagine if for 2 games they were averaging 50 seconds and now they average 38. That means that in the other game, they're probably not even in the zone 30, 35 seconds out of 2 minutes of power play. Well, like a fourth of the time is not good enough.
There's three games in the NHL tonight. The Capitals are one of them. They're hosting the Islanders. And then Washington is here for the next Sabres game tomorrow. It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Quickly on the Capitals, who've lost two in a row, and whether Buffalo can take advantage here in a back-to-back situation. You know me, I don't really worry about that, but it's obligatory statement in sports.
Obligatory statement.
So does Ovi get rid of the 900 milestone tonight, so it's a non-factor tomorrow, or what?
Well, I mean, Washington, they just got blanked 1-0 to Dallas. I look at their, you know, kind of last few games. I don't know that the offense is as dominant. You know, they got beat 7-1 to Ottawa. So offensively, they're struggling a little bit. I kind of want them to continue to struggle. So I don't want Ovi to get his 900 because I feel like it may trigger an offensive burst. So, I think that's where the Sabres hope that the offensive struggles continue for Washington, and maybe they can, you know, with three goals, like they've scored three goals in the last three games, each of them, but they can get a win because you got to, you know, limit the offense from the other side.
It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night tomorrow, presented by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. We look forward to this every night, and we know you do as well. It's such a meaningful night to help, you know, raise money and awareness for cancer research. All fans in attendance will take home a special Hockey Fights Cancer scarf. Our incredible staff is working diligently right now at the arena to make sure the scarves are all there with the placards in position for when you arrive tomorrow night when the doors open, and you can learn more and purchase your tickets at sabres.com/HFC. Of course, the Sabres are back home for three in a row here with the Capitals tomorrow for Hockey Fights Cancer Night. And then next week they have Utah coming in, who are off to a terrific start. St. Louis, the complete opposite. That'll be on Thursday at home. So this is that run, Marty, of 10 of 14 to start the season at home.
Yeah, and you get a, you know, you're 4-4-3. And I said, you know, if you start the season in the first 14, and I made like some round numbers, 9-5,
yeah,
you're going in a very, very good direction. If you start 5-9, you're not going the right direction. There's an opportunity here with your 4-4-3.
Yep.
To say, you go 4-1 in the last five here, and all of a sudden you're 8-5-3, right? That's like something that would be very appealing to a lot of Sabres fans, knowing that they took a step, you know, in the right direction. Got to win a game on the road, though. I know there's not a lot of road game, but those road games are going to start coming. You got to find a way to win one on the road.
0-2-2 on the road so far. It's New Music Friday. The band is back together in Rochester, Austin between Hellenius and Roseanne. The Amerks are in Laval for consecutive games starting tonight as they look to run their record to 7-2. They will do so in front of Devin Levi. So we'll keep a close eye on that because we know how deep this rivalry has run of late, right?
Well, it's always been a fun rivalry. The amount of games that you play against each other, you start to hate them. And I started to hate players in the AHL, and then I hated them in the NHL from what happened 10 years prior to that in the AHL. So, you know, i.e. Matt Cook. So, exactly. So that's how it goes.
I think it's goaltending specific because we're so keyed in on Levi, right? But when you have this night game, afternoon game, you always get both goalies. So however it plays out from Rochester's standpoint, it's Levi tonight. But the flip side is it's Kakanen for Laval, and then it's going to be Fowler tomorrow. And like Levi in Buffalo's system, Fowler is such a one to watch from the Canadian standpoint. So anyway, close eye on that as always.
And he's been hot too. So Fowler's been hot.
Real quick, I think we might just focus on Disturbed because, you know, it's creepy, it's Halloween themed, and, you know, that kind of thing. And I promise goaltender interference. Marty, why am I losing my crap on my couch at 1 a.m. when LA gets robbed of a victory, in my opinion, against Detroit?
Well, obviously, when you look at, you know, LA at 4-on-3 in OT, and I really, really didn't feel that this was going to be waved off. Like, the puck is there. The player's going to where the puck is. There's a play to be made at the net. The goalie's sliding. I mean, look at Cam Talbot leaving the crease. He doesn't think there's goaltender interference. And even last night, we saw Jonas Corpusello complaining, Josh Doan the contact. But this, to me, is a player making a play on the puck in the crease, deflection, rebound. That should be a good goal. That should always be a good goal. I do not get what they see on the contact. And the rule book says for loose puck and rebounds, incidental contact will be allowed if there's loose pucks and rebounds. Yeah. Maybe they had the B squad or the C squad in the situation room and they forgot to read the rule book.
You said that, not me. That's a terrible thing to say about whoever was working in the situation room.
You want
last
me to
night.
Call Murph or Colin Campbell or Kay Whitmore or all of those? I'll call them and I'll tell them. You're the B squad.
The only thing that mattered, and you nailed it, Talbot never, ever, ever once even looked at Fiala, never looked in disgust. He was mad because they blew a 3-1 lead late in regulation and they lost in overtime. And that's why he was making a beeline to get the heck out of there. And of course, he comes back and wins in the shootout as Detroit prevails over LA. Your child's hockey journey starts with perhaps a tutorial on goaltender interference, but more likely at our Learn to Play program. It includes a full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher. It's presented by WellNow Urgent Care. No experience needed, of course, and upgrade to Team Tuck, and your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex. Register now at sabres.com/learn-to-play. All right, the wait is almost over. Baseball talk with Shayna Goldman on this Halloween next on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It is one of the great rivalries in sports. It's returning because we are getting set for the Olympics this year. The U.S. Women's National Hockey Team facing Team Canada, and it's part of the four-game rivalry series here in 2025 presented by Discover. Puck drops in Buffalo at KeyBank Center on Saturday, November 8th at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at KeyBankCenter.com. It is Friday. It is Halloween. I am decked out in orange and open arms to welcome Shayna Goldman from The Athletic to the show. It's also game 6 of the world.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Serious tonight. Right, Marty?
Yes, and I think that, Shayna, you have been hating on the Blue Jays all playoffs long, but you may have changed your heart in this World Series. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Go Jays. I'm in. It's a Blue Jays world. You can't pay me. True for the Dodgers. I mean, they'd have to play maybe the Astros for me. I think I would just say the series is canceled at that point. But no, no. The vibes are good in Toronto. We're all for it. If you root for the Dodgers, I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Okay, so are you like one of the Dodgers, the Brooklyn Dodgers, like nostalgic? Or is just the money, Ohtani, everybody, that and the way the Dodgers do business?
To them beating my team in the World Series last year in painstaking fashion.
Yes.
It's the vibes. It's the cockiness. It's the money. And I like Ohtani, and I think it's fun. Like, he's fun, and watching him thrive is exciting, and I like Mookie Betts. But I'm also like, these are the bad guys of sports. And this is like one of those, you know, did you root for the New England Patriots in that like era of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
Well, because definitely did, like, not. Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's the kind of people I feel like, unless you're from LA, you can't root for the Dodgers, unless you're one of those.
I read something, and you know how that game went to 18 innings, and then Ohtani had to pitch the next day, and since he went 9 times on bases, like he was like 0 for 7 or whatever, like he gets 12 hours of sleep a night, and that wrecked his schedule. And you know, when you're not getting your sleep, you know, it takes 2-3 days to recover. Do you think he comes out like a beast tonight, or do you think the Jays have got this in game 6?
Okay, I'm sorry. Who among us in the year 2025 is getting 12 hours of sleep? I imagine me if I'm like, yeah, my day is not going to go on if I don't get 12 hours of sleep. I would not have a job anymore. So I'm sorry, Shohei, but get over it. But it's funny to me you mentioned that, because last time I was on, we were discussing baseball right after that. And you're like, you know, Ohtani's only been okay. And just wait till he gets hot. And that night he like popped off and has been so good since. So I'm going to say, yes, he's going to do really well. I feel like every time you talk about him, you're manifesting him to have like a rebound.
Well, okay. The number one story in the National Hockey League is the Pittsburgh Penguins. They sit first overall. They have points in 8 straight. This is exactly what everyone predicted.
100%. Who among us wouldn't?
They're not going to be sellers now, right? Crosby and Malkin and Letang are going to say, we're sticking with this, right? Mm-hmm. Like this has to have changed the perception of what Pittsburgh was going to do, right?
I mean, in theory, it still could all come crashing down, because I think there are some concerning trends there still. But I think you do have to look at it. Like, in any other situation, I'd be like, stick to it. Like, think of the year the Flyers were really good and they still sold at the deadline. They're like, this is the process. I don't think the Penguins have kicked off enough of like a teardown rebuild like the Flyers did then when they chose to do that. So it's a little bit different. You also have the Sidney Crosby of it all. I think 99% of the time I'd be like, I don't care what star player you have. This is the job. This is what you have to do. But I think Crosby being, I don't know, a top 5 player of all time, you have to make that exception that if they can keep this up, you know, do something about it, right? Don't completely mortgage your future, but bet on this season. And it'll be interesting to see with the Raquel injury, like, and some young guys coming up from the AHL, like how they can keep trucking on. But to me, the most impressive of it all is the Evgeny Malkin story with Anthony Mantha, who is struck out elsewhere. Justin Brazo, who, you know, you're watching Minnesota struggle to score goals. They didn't want him. You look at the Bruins, they got rid of him. And now look at him thrive there. I mean, I'm intrigued.
Let me ask you this, a little this or that. Who do you think keeps it up, and who do you think slows down? And you mentioned Justin Brazo. He's got 6 goals. Kiefer Sherwood has 9. So who is more likely to fizzle and more likely to keep going?
Okay, last year, Kiefer Sherwood fizzled out. He was really good in the first half of the year, and he seriously slowed down in 2025. I'm going to say he's going to keep it up this year. You know, I think it's a contract year. I think there's a little bit more promise in what he's doing this season. I think the Canucks aren't as much of a tire fire that I would put more stock in him versus a Brazo. But this is going to be one of the most interesting stories of the season to me because, first of all, Keefer Sherwood, he is electric, right? Like, think of 3 years ago when we were all clamoring for Tage Thompson every time he scored a goal. I feel like Keefer Sherwood has, like, taken that crown for this year because he's so interesting. And he doesn't score goals in this, like, chippy way. Like, he scores really pretty goals, too, right? Mm-hmm. He's great off the rush. And he catches our attention. He's not a first-line guy. I'm going to be interested to see if he can keep it up with the physical elements that he brings on a nightly basis and can, you know, bring over an 82-game season because that's going to get him paid this summer. And this feels like a guy who... that could be a really bad contract really soon. When you look at the comparables, there are definite red flags of, like, do not pay this guy, like a Dave Bolin, a David Clarkson-esque contract. But if he shows the goal scoring's for real and he can keep it up and it's not just him shooting 30-something percent, I would be very interested to see what his next deal looks like.
Keefer Sherwood, by the way, since we started with baseball, he is on the ultimate Cy Young pace. He is 9-0 with his nine goals and no assists.
And Morgan Geekie is second at 9-2. So, yes, you get the 2-9 goal score, but the points, the assists are not there.
And the leaders in goals, Dorofeev, Caulfield, Jack Hughes, Nathan MacKinnon, Mark Scheifele, Keefer Sherwood, Morgan Geekie, all with 9 goals so far. All right, who's in a bigger mess right now? St. Louis, losers of 6 straight. Nashville, losers of 7 of 9. Minnesota, losers of 8 of 9.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a really good one. Okay. The Predators are a mess, but we knew they'd be a mess. Don't care about them. Yeah. They're boring. I can't speak about them. I don't like watching them. I don't like anything that's going on there. Barry Trotz, you've let me down. The Blues, I'm going to blame goaltending for everything. Their goalies are bottom 3 in expected goal saved above expected. That game against Vancouver last night, I don't know what we were doing here, Jordan Binnington, against, what, 18 shots on goal? Not going to go with them because I think the goalies are the problem and you could pick it up. The Minnesota Wild, I have issues with. This team gets me so excited sometimes. And like last year in the playoffs, I thought their round against Vegas was excellent. You go, okay, wait, you can compete with one of the best teams in the West. I'm here for it. There's a way to build from here. And then they come in and lay an egg this season. They're not scoring. We know they're a low-scoring team. The defense isn't as good as it should be. I don't think management has the vision to fix it. Well, I think the Blues have made some interesting moves, like to compare. I think that they're in a lot of trouble. And then now they're making tweaks on, like, the power play, right? Jared Spurgeon's back on the power play over Zeke Bouyam. But then you look at it, the offensive creation, and it's gone down. I get it. He's more reliable at the blue line to keep playing zone, but at what cost? So I have issues at every single level in Minnesota right now.
Okay, because you mentioned, you know, like some of the teams that you have issues with and contracts, like we talked Keefer Sherwood contracts. So I'm going to throw you this or that or the other thing at you. We had 3 big contracts signed this week. We have Thomas Harley, 8 years at $10.5 million. Logan Cooley, 8 years at $10 million. And Marty Natchez yesterday, 8 years at $11.5 million. Rank them 1, 2, and 3 in the best contract, second best, third best. Does that the other thing?
Okay. Number one, we're going to go Logan Cooley because that man is a star. Okay. Yeah. He showed it last year down the stretch, especially, but I get it. It was garbage time. Utah was out of it. But to do it this year, right out the jump, this is a guy, the skating, the creativity, the shot making, the passing, he has it all. And to be on that line with Paterka and with Gunther, and they're all locked up the long term. To me, like, he is just entering his prime. He's the youngest of the 3. I think that's an excellent, excellent, excellent contract. This is a guy we're going to be talking about as, like, a tier 2 guy, I think, as soon as next year. Second, I'm going to go Thomas Harley. I'm a big Harley fan. I think he brings the offensive pop that the Stars need on the back end because I think Haskinen is an incredible all-around defenseman, right? And I think Lindell is a really good shutdown guy, but they need someone that just ups the tempo a bit. And to me, it's Harley. I don't even mind that, you know, it's a lot of investment in lefty-lefty, but hey, we see that, you know, other teams, technically, Dahlin and Power, even though Dahlin plays the right all the time, but that's a lefty-lefty investment. But they know that they can throw them on a pair together. They know they can split them up. I think he's exactly what they need. And I know the contract's a little bit high for someone who's technically not the alpha in Dallas, but you look at the Sergachev deal when it was him and Hedman, and the difference was Sergachev and Tampa, I think, struggled in that bigger role. We've seen Harley run with it even when Haskin is not in the lineup. So I do like that. Third, I will go Natchez. I like the contract. I have no issue with it. I want to see more from him in the big moments. That's my like one drawback with him, because I think last year with the Canes, you saw the scoring, but the underlying numbers struggled. And then with the Avs, it kind of all shook out just fine. I would like to see a little bit more from him when it matters most, because the Avs are a team that needs that. And sometimes I think that stuff gets overhyped, but I do think there's some merit to it when he hasn't made much of an impact at all in the playoffs so far.
I think the Natchez one's a little high.
This or that, would they like Rantanen at 12 more than Natchez at 11 and a half?
Who wouldn't?
I'm torn on that. This one.
I'm a really little torn on it too.
Yeah, because, okay, Rantanen's a great player.
It's for everything you just said. It's big moments.
It's the big moments he has that. But I also look at the aging curves. And I know with Dom's model, you look at it, and some of Rantanen's comps, he had like Danny Heatley in there. Like there were a couple red flags too. Well, Natchez is younger and fits really well with the Avs system. I think the thing with it is, though, we're going to keep seeing these overpayments, right? Overpayments of guys to keep them, because so you go through the 150 of player tiers and you go through how many of them you actually get in free agency. And the number was 14 out of 150. That's how they got to their current teams. You're seeing trades. I think it was 40 players were traded, but really the bulk of it, I think it was 91 out of 150 were guys they drafted. So those are the players you have to draft, develop, retain. It's so much harder to get that talent if you don't do that. So if you can trade for a guy and lock them up and not have to go through free agency, which is already dwindling, that's a big win. So we're going to see these overpayments like Natchez, like Connor, mm-hmm. like Kaprizov, because you're not getting that star caliber talent any other way.
Like Tuck?
Like Tuck. He's someone, so we had him right outside the 150. I think we all kind of regret not throwing him into tier five, but it just shows who is going to replace him, right? Are you getting Adrian Kempe as a free agent? Is he even going to make it there? You know, the list is so short as is. So unless they have a trade up their sleeve, a really good hockey trade that will bring in another winger that they go, this is the guy we can sign long-term. You look at the options dwindling. That being said, there still has to be some reason within it, right? Like someone like Tuck, to me, still can't get to that $12 million range that we saw Kyle Connor get to. They're two very different players. But like maybe instead of nine, you're talking now in the tens. And it would make more sense.
We were talking eight and a half at the end of last year. It's gone up 2 million. That's how the market has adjusted. That curve has really risen right straight up over the last 4 months.
Yeah, well, thankfully, Kaprizov isn't having the entire effect on the league.
Yeah, but see that one too, it's like the context of the situation. If I'm Kirill Kaprizov and I'm being told, hey, do you want to stay in Minnesota for 8 years now, a team that has done nothing in the right, they can't get out of round one in the last 10 years, and he's this electrifying player that has taken this team to a new stratosphere, I would be like, yeah, I will be taking every dime, thank you.
Quick question, what is wrong with Evan Bouchard and Connor McDavid? They don't look themselves at all.
Yeah, they, McDavid, it's like, okay, if he had a slow start, I'm not worried. I think he'll figure it out. It'll be just fine, because he always does, right? We've seen it before and he catches up. And I think the return of Zach Hyman will help. I think they miss Glenn Gullitson a bit there, because I feel like he had a nice impact on their offense, on the coaching staff. But I just think they're mixing and matching combinations and it's just nothing's clicking. And I don't blame McDavid for it, but I'm a little worried, but I just think he'll be fine. Bouchard, on the other hand, we know he makes those defensive lapses, but if the offense isn't there to outweigh it, he just looks really, really rough. And there have been some awful, awful reads. And I think he's a guy, too. You see the big moments, right? Like, and because the Oilers' goaltending is what it is, like, they're not going to make saves off it. So now we're thinking about that Bouchard play all day. But even when it doesn't end up in the back of the net, I think you're seeing him a little bit more. And when we talked to a lot of insiders for player tiers, they were like, you know, expected goals don't paint how bad some of those defensive mistakes really are.
I mean, that Brzezinski goal yesterday, it's a terrible turnover, but Stuart Skinner could have had, he had his feet stuck in cement. Like, he didn't even push. He just laid like a snow angel on the ice and hoped to make a save. I'm like, dude, like, I know it's a bad turnover, but maybe you need a save.
Yeah.
Same thing in overtime.
Same thing in overtime. Yeah. You're right.
He wasn't
same
his
thing
man,
in overtime.
Right? Like, I don't think Miller was Bouchard's man, but I just felt like they looked so out of sync.
Yeah. Draisaitl, like, kind of like turned the wrong way, and then 18 Wheeler. Boop, boop.
Yeah, but it just didn't look like Skinner was confident on that rush by Miller either. Like, real quick for both of you, do you think Edmonton does add another goalie along the way?
We've been saying this for how many years?
Oh, I know. Still don't
I know. They laugh so in our face. Yeah. But if they're not, if they can get a really good winger, I think they'll say, you know what, let the goalie situation sit because we can outscore our problems. But at this rate, Jack Roslovic is not going to be the answer to that. That it's like, okay, right. If you can't score goals, that goaltending is all the more important.
Well, Carolina's got three now. Kochetkov got activated. Keandre Miller's on IR. The Sabres have three.
Seth Jarvis got hurt last night, though.
He's skating today.
Jarvis?
I can't believe it. I'm like, he's done for months.
I fell for the Brynden Moore post game. Oh, it doesn't look good. No.
Yeah. He always says that, though. He always gives like the most pessimistic view.
But yeah, there's teams with three goalies that are going to be making moves. And Carolina could make a move. Buffalo may make a move. Right. Who knows what happens with the goalie situation. Edmonton would be in there.
Shayna, happy Halloween. Thank you.
Thank you.
Trick or treat.
And Shayna should consider, like you should, joining us for the Sabres Road Crew, because it is back. It is heading to Nashville. We've got an afternoon watch party with Sabres fans and alum. It is Monday, January 19th. And of course, if you're coming down to Nashville for the Road Crew party, you're likely going to stay and watch the Sabres take on the Predators the next night. Proceeds support the Sabres Foundation. Secure your spot by going to sabres.com/roadcrew. Back after this.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres are home for the next three starting tomorrow. We want you to find the matchups that work best for you and build your five-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and the flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. Three is the anniversary that we're speaking of. 3 years ago today, you and I had a great chuckle on the night where Tage Thompson produced 6 points on Halloween, and I flippantly said to you, like, who do you think he shares the record with? And obviously, the answer is Wayne Gretzky for just about every answer on every day. Bobby Clark slid in there as well. So they're the only three players that have had a 6-point Halloween in NHL history.
That's when, like, Tage's hands just came alive. Like, the stick handling, the shot, the creativity. It was just unreal. So I want to see that come through in one of those games. Like, I keep saying, Tage is going to pop. And I get it. Like, doesn't have Josh Norris, and it's a little harder, but I think he's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
He's about to like get the champagne going, poof, and he's got one of those big nights coming up.
He had 3 goals, 6 points on the night as Buffalo routed Detroit 8-3. The Red Wings, current version, in Anaheim tonight. The Capitals, Buffalo's next opponent tomorrow, are hosting the Islanders tonight. And the kickoff to Halloween, but more specifically Nevada Day, is Vegas this afternoon hosting Colorado. That one is at 4 p.m. There may be another sporting event that airs a little later than that. Where or what are you thinking heading into Game 6 of the World Series?
Oh, I'm obviously Go Jays, right? And I want them to clinch.
Well, I know you're Go Jays, but what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I really would love a Game 7 tomorrow. Like,
why?
Because we're having hockey fights cancer, and then our game's going to end, our post game's going to end, and then we can hang around with some of the fun people that we know there and watch the end of the baseball game. Like, there's nothing like a Game 7, and so I would like that for me, selfishly, but if only and only if the Jays would win Game 7. So I don't want, like, to lose 2 games at home to lose the World Series. I don't want that to happen.
Correct. So just wrap it up in 6. What is your dis or dat, trick or treat related?
Well, I'm going to ask you this, Duffer. So there's a big difference between Canadian Smarties and American Smarties. So this or that, and if you get if you guess the wrong answer, we're no longer friends. So this or that, which one's better, the Canadian Smarties or the American Smarties?
Canadian.
Yes. But, Anybody that tells me that it is the American Smarties, these little like sugar pills compared to nice chocolate, like that, you're wrong. So Canadian Smarties number one.
What was the only thing I wanted on Halloween though?
Like hockey cards with gums in them.
No. Gum in them. Bag of chips. All the chips. That's all I wanted. Happy Halloween, everyone. Enjoy tonight safely. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.